feel like your grasp of Hughes offenses at this stage of the offseason?
Yeah, it's been, you know, for me, obviously a learning process. I'm very fortunate to come from a pro-style offense at USC, and whether it was, you know, when Kiffin was there, it was a lot more, you know, traditional huddle up, call the play, you know, break the huddle. But with Coach Jackson's offense, a lot more similar to what we were doing, you know, at USC with Coach Sark the last couple of years. You know, no huddle, still pro-style West Coast concepts. And I think it's been a big advantage for me to come into a new system and already have an understanding of the system. You know, whether it's the concepts, terminology obviously is going to be different for me, and I'm learning that. And that's day by day, you know, and the language they speak here is a lot different than at USC, you know, the way you talk about things. And but that just comes with a new, you know, obviously a new offense. But like I said, for me, the concepts have been really easy for me to be, okay, this is what we call it here. I did this at USC. This is what we did. You know, and I kind of, you know, compare them, and it helps me, I guess, get a little bit of a jump start when we do new installs just because I've already familiarized myself with it from before.
You see yourself, his offense, moving you out of the pocket more than you did at USC, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, you know, it depends. Obviously, a lot of that's game plan. And for me, I've always been comfortable throwing on the run. You know, I had to do it a lot last year. You know, at times when we had, you know, we played a lot of good teams in the Pac-12 that had really, you know, good defenses, especially, you know, Stanford, some of those teams where I had to move around and I guess make something happen, but a lot more, you know, called play action, move out of the pocket. We didn't do a whole lot at SC. We kind of played to our strengths and everything, but yeah, you know, I mean, if it's called, and we've done some here, you know, even at rookie minicamp, going to OTAs, and now into mandatory minicamp today, is we have some installs that are, you know, getting out of the pocket, moving around, and throwing on the run. And for me, you know, I've always felt comfortable doing that, whether it's to the right or left.
What are your plans after this minicamp?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Los Angeles and get back to work and work with Tom House, and Coach Jackson, you know, set me up with him, and I get to go and you know, get some work in with him and just train. And the biggest part for me is obviously there's always things you can work on throwing wise and mechanics and everything. But I want to come into camp and have, you know, act like I've been in this offense for 10 years. You know, I want to be completely understandable of everything. I want to know how to read defenses in the NFL. I want to know how to, you know, this play, if we get this look, you know, how many different looks there are. I want to know what to do. So that, you know, eliminates hesitation for me going into camp, you know, because at the NFL, you got to play at a high level. You know, you got to play at a fast pace. And, you know, I've gotten a little bit of taste of that at OTAs and, you know, now going into mini camp. But for me, I want to stay comfortable. You know, I don't want to go a month away and lose everything. I want to, you know, get farther ahead and keep jumping ahead. And that's always just been me, you know, my work ethic. So that's something that, you know, this next month is going to be very crucial for me.
Will you be there working with Robert?
Huh?
Will you be there with Tom House working with Robert?
Yeah, yeah. We were just talking about that today, is when we can get out there. And everyone's obviously going to go see family. They have kids and everything. But yeah, we're all going to try to get out there around the same time. But fortunately for me, I'm from that area, so I'll be out there anyway. So I'll get it'll be easy for me. Just go back and be able to train the whole time and probably just work out and stuff at USC also and be able to just kind of eliminate all distractions and stay focused and kind of worry about myself and get ready coming back into camp.
So when you say we're all, who else will be going out there with you guys?
I'm not sure. I know everyone in the room talks about it. I think, you know, but that's what we were saying is I remember Josh saying yesterday, you know, he wanted to get out there. Guys wanted to get out there, but Josh obviously has, you know, a family and a wife and everything. And it's a little different for other guys. But for me, I know I think Coach Jackson made it available to everybody if they want to take advantage of it. And, you know, a lot of stuff we do here is a lot of, you know, what Tom House coaches and what he teaches. And for me, I've never got to work with him. I've spoken to him a couple of times, but I'm excited to get out there and kind of learn from a guy that's been doing it and, you know, doing it the right way for a long time.
Cody, Coach Jackson has talked about a lot as, for lack of a better phrase, a quarterback whisperer, a coach who really works well with quarterbacks. Is that anything you've noticed? I mean, what about him different?
I mean, just like I said earlier, you know, the language of the offense, the language that he uses, you know, he talks about, you know, and Coach Pep Hamilton does the same thing, is, you know, just talk to me and tell me how it is. Eliminate, you know, distracting words. Just talk to me in the most basic way, and so I understand it, and we speak the same language. And for me, I'm learning that language, the way he talks and the way he, you know, describes things. But I think the biggest thing for me is just the mindset he has about the position. You know, the way he wants you to play it, the way, you know, there's no hesitation, there's no confusion. You should go in knowing exactly what you're doing. You know, if it's a catch and get the ball out, if it's catch, three step, whatever it may be, you got to know that every play. You know, and that's something that you know, obviously he's been doing it for a long time, so he has, you know, a really good grasp of that. And for me, I'm trying to learn to get, you know, to his level, the way that we can speak the same language and continue to do that. But he's been great with me, helping me out and kind of slowing it down and breaking it down. And also at the same time, you know, treating me like the older guys and kind of getting on me if I don't do it the right way, which, you know, for me has always pushed me to be better, and I like that.
Cleveland's pretty well known for its weather. the day you guys practiced at the stadium was pretty blustery.
Yeah.
Was that eye-opening to you at all, and how do you think you handled the whole thing?
No, I honestly, for me, it didn't bother me. I'm so used. I don't know if this is me just saying it or not, but I'm so used to L.A. and being sunny every day at practice. It's actually nice to come out and have a little breeze. And obviously, last week and a couple weeks have been, you know, really nice. But it's nice to get a little different, you know, temperature. Get when it's colder weather, playing in different conditions. Because I was so used, you know, to playing in L.A. when it's sunny every day at practice. But no, I mean, it doesn't factor in, you know, to me playing or anything, and it hasn't affected me. Obviously, you got to account for the wind and different thing when you make throws, but. No, I mean, it's something you can't control, and what you can control is where you put the ball and how you react to it. And I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't bother my mindset. You know, I take the same approach and the same mindset going into it. Steve Calhoun's a guy that's been, you know, great to me for like 10 years now. I think we started when I was 12, maybe 11 years. But, yeah, he's been great with me. I just talked to him yesterday, just kind of staying in my ear about different things and little reminders. But, you know, Coach Jackson's really close to Tom House and the way they do things. So, for me too, it'll be cool to get a different perspective, you know, kind of hear things and compare them and, you know, learn from everything that he's taught some of the great quarterbacks in the NFL.
You can step back a little bit. When you look at your quarterback room, when you look at what's happened on the field so far, does it seem extremely competitive? Does it seem like an open competition? I mean, how would you describe it?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously it's been real competitive with guys in here that want to compete. You know, Josh is obviously the vet, and you know, he's a little hard on me, but he helps me out at the same time. And Robert's the same way. He's been in the league for a while. And, you know, and Austin and Connor have also been helping me out too. And they've all been, you know, different in certain ways. You know, obviously, like I said, Josh is a guy that knows a lot more than all of us. So he kind of tells us everything we need to know and what to expect. But it's been really competitive. And you can especially tell when we're throwing routes on air, when we get reps in, you know, 7-on-7 or different team events. And for me, you know, obviously I'm still learning and for me, I haven't thought about when I get reps or where I'm getting reps. I just know when I go in there, I want to make the most of each opportunity that I have, you know. And for me, the time that we really get to compete, too, is when we're all thrown against each other and routes on air, doing different one-on-one drills and stuff, which is, you know, really cool to kind of compare yourself and see some of the guys that have been so great in the NFL to get to throw against them. For me, as a rookie, you know, that's how I felt. And, you know, it's going to be really cool going into this mini camp and then in the fall camp to see, you know, all of us keep competing. And, you know, hopefully I continue to grow and learn from them.
Difficult not getting the reps maybe you were used to, obviously USC, or that you'd like to have just as you're trying to kind of acclimate to the NFL?
It's not difficult. It's just it's understandable for me because I still got to learn, you know, a lot of the offense. I still got to learn, you know, and I have a really good grasp of it, but there's still, you know, extra things I need to, you know, get to know because I've only, you know, been here a couple weeks. You know, I want to continue to grow. But, no, for me, like I said, if I'm getting reps, then, you know, I'm excited. I'm going to get in there and make the most of them. If I'm not, I'm treating it as if I am. You know, I'm using mental reps. I'm watching them. I'm standing behind the play and, you know, kind of going through the play in my head and kind of, I guess, shadowing the quarterback that's in and doing my own footwork and you know, making the reads. But I think those, you know, mental reps are just as important, you know, as actual live reps, especially for a rookie, you know, getting to learn that. But at the same time, you know, you want to get the speed of the game in live reps. But like I said, whenever I get thrown in there, if it's the ones, twos, threes, or whether I'm on the side just watching, you know, I'm trying to take advantage of every opportunity.
Now that you've been here working alongside Robert and Josh and guys for a while, does that starting job seem any more winnable to you than it did before you got it?
You know, I mean, that's Coach Jackson. You know, obviously that's his decision. For me, you know, I come in and like I said before, and I've always took that mindset, and I really mean it. You know, I want to learn from these guys. These guys, Roberts, you know, had a couple great seasons in the NFL. You know, he's the guy that can still play, and he's out there, you know, playing every day and making great throws, and I love watching him and learning from him. And Josh, a guy that's been doing it for so long, just knows everything you need to know about the position. You know, so I'm learning from him, and, you know, Austin and Connor are kind of some of the younger guys still, and we all kind of feed off each other and help each other out. But for me, you know, I just want to come out and compete, you know, and that's all I can control is how I play on the field and how well, you know, I take advantage of every opportunity I get, you know, and at the end of the day, whatever the decision is, you know, I'm still going to treat myself as a starter, whether I am or not or whatever, no matter what happens, I'm still going to take the mindset as a starter. And you have to, you know, at any level, you have to take that mindset every day.
I think you said you picked up the playbook as soon as you could after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Once all the rookies were here and it was just you and the rookies, did you do anything extra in terms of getting the receivers together?
Oh, yeah. We had there were some long days because we were doing installs and, you know, Rashard and Corey and they would, Jordan and Ricardo, they'd come over to my room at night after and we'd be up till 11:30, you know, after, but even after bed check, they'd come in and let us, you know, go a little bit longer just because we're learning the playbook. And We just did as fast as we can. You know, we wanted to go out there and play fast. And even some of the tryout guys, some of the guys that came in, they'd come in there and we'd help each other out and, you know, stay late and do extra film work and watch extra plays. And for us, because we knew we were going to get 3 days here, and then that following next practice is going to be thrown in with, you know, the older guys. And for me, I wanted to, you know, get a jump start, obviously, before rookie minicamp. So we did a lot of that stuff. And me and Corey FaceTime a couple times to go over the playbook. But and I trained with Corey. We had the same agency, so I trained with him for a couple months. We already had, you know, chemistry throwing the ball together. But the mindset, you know, the mental side of it was something that, you know, we continue to improve. And still to this day, you know, the other guys this weekend, me and, you know, Rashard were here. And we were learning, going over the playbook and going over the script and stuff. And it's something that you think you know, but you want to know it to the next level. And that's something that we keep trying to do.
What have you seen from Rashard on the field?
Yeah, he's been great. He's a guy that's a competitor. I think in my head I've seen that he's a guy that plays with a chip on his shoulder, a guy that comes in and proves that he can play. And I remember first day of minicamp, at rookie minicamp, you know, I realized, okay, this guy's he's smooth, he can make the right plays, he's smart, he's intelligent, he knows football. But at the same time, you know, same thing for me. You know, we're continuing to learn and trying to get to where we can play full speed, you know, because if you have hesitation, if you're confused on what you're doing, you're not going to play your best. So for him, we've been feeding off each other, the other rookies in this class, and we've been trying to help each other out to continue to improve going into fall camp.
Does anything feel different this week as opposed to OTAs last week?
I'm sorry, what?
Does anything feel different? I mean, this is mandatory minicamp as opposed to OTAs.
I think for me, it was funny, I was talking to some older guys, is that it's almost like since the end of our last college game all the way to now, it's been nonstop. So whether it's the combine, now going to practice, minicamp, OTA, whatever, I just treat it as another opportunity, you know, and it's obviously a little taste of what it's going to be like in the fall camp, and we haven't experienced any of this yet. So I think we kind of go into it blind, which I think is a good thing because we're not, you know, oh, this is what we have to do, this is what we have to do. We just go in there saying, all right, whatever comes my way, whatever happens, whether this practice is like the last one or OTAs, whatever it may be, you know, we take the mindset as, okay, we know we're going to get some reps. We know we're going to get opportunity here and there. We just have to take the most of them or take the advantage of them.
Real quick, what time do you get here in the morning?
I take the early shuttle. So I get on every morning at 6:15. I'll be here by 6:25 or whatever, 6:20, whatever it is by.
Late night going over plays?
Yeah. I always have to text Bryant, the guy in here, to make sure he'll be working out or something. He'll pick me up and take me back in the shuttle. I need to get a car or something. So, but I know a lot of that's too is Seth. DeVal was my roommate, and that dude, he's been hurt, obviously, but his mindset towards the game is awesome. So he's the one, hey, man, well, 5:45 we're up, 6:15 shuttle. I'm like, yeah, man, I'll be there. And he's here late every day, and you know, we kind of help each other. When he gets back, we're roommates, so we'll kind of feed off each other and help each other going over the plays. But, for me, it's always been that I don't ever want to have an excuse to why I didn't, you know, grasp the offense or anything. If I have the opportunities, if there's a film room open, if I can stay here as long as I can, I want to take advantage of that.
Can I ask one more? The time that you've spent with Robert Griffin, anything surprised you? Anything that you didn't necessarily know about him when looking at him from afar?
No, I just obviously came in and saw him as another teammate and a guy that I wanted to learn from, and he's been awesome. You know, he's great. His family, the way he talks, you know, about his family, his kid, everything, it's been really cool. You know, almost use him as a mentor and learn from him and the stuff he does on the field. And you know, he's given me a couple rides home from here, and we kind of had some talks in the car. Just he doesn't, you know, hey, he doesn't want to be like, all right, I'm not going to tell you anything. He's open, tells me everything, helps me out. If I have a question, he's the first one to answer it, and he's been great for me.